Good morning. My guest this morning is Anita Smith from the Laguna de Santa Rosa Foundation. Good morning, Anita.
Hey, good to be here.
You guys are always so busy. You're always doing six or seven different things at the same time. Tell us what's going on at the foundation, particularly things that our listeners will be able to participate in.
Absolutely. Yeah, you know, on my way over here today, I was thinking about it kind of like a wellness program for the Laguna. We're involved in education work, but also restoring the Laguna. So we've got these volunteer days. We recently had a couple of big garbage trash cleanup days where people came out and helped us take out a lot of trash. A couple Saturdays ago, about 100 people of all ages showed up to take out a bunch of trash that would have gone downstream in when and hopefully when it rains. But we're also involved in our education programs. We're fueled by volunteers. So these 70 active docents are in second through fourth grade classes right now doing a Learning Laguna program, and we bring the kids out to the Laguna. And we've also got the education programs going on.
Uh-huh.
Like this weekend, we have a basketry class learning how to use tulies. But next Thursday, I know you're kind of interested in this talk about beavers in California and how they are historically an important part of the ecosystem and how they actually might help us with things like drought and so forth.
That's right.
It's an interesting talk coming up with Kate Lundquist next Thursday evening.
I noticed one early in December called Finding Wisdom for Your Walk.
Yeah.
Focusing on your body to get more.
Right.
Now, that's really an interesting approach because it's not just where you're going and what you're seeing. It's what you're feeling and what's happening to you as you take your walk.
Exactly. This woman, Liza, is a Feldenkrais practitioner, and she's going to do a workshop helping people become aware of how they hold their bodies and how they walk to be even healthier and move more freely. And we're expanding into workshops like this because the Laguna is also a really important recreation area in Sonoma County. Mm-hmm. A lot of people get out and walk on that Laguna Trail between Highway 12 and Occidental. So this kind of offering is helping bring more awareness to other aspects about being in the Laguna.
I notice also that the second Saturday of the month is an open house. In November?
Correct. Every month we have an open house, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. on that second Saturday of the month. And this coming one in November, on November 14th, will also be at 3 o'clock. A really interesting talk by a professor from Sonoma State, Dr. Rocky Rowetter, talking about ecological handprints. You know, a lot of times people talk about our damage to the environment, ecological footprint, or the impacts that we have. This is turning that a little bit and saying, what are the good things that we can do for the planet, for the environment, and really a lot of very concrete positive impacts that people around the world are making.
And also, if you can't actually do a walk through, there is a photographic journey through the Laguna. You have to make an appointment to do it, though, right?
You know, the at the Laguna Environmental Center on the corner of Occidental and Sanford Road, we have this beautiful hall, Heron Hall, and with a rotating art exhibit. And the most recent one is a photographic exhibit from 28 different artists who have different feels to their pictures about the Laguna, different aspects, the flora, the fauna. And it's a really beautiful exhibit. You can visit Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, but we do have so many uses of the hall for meetings and conferences, workshops, that we suggest people call ahead just to make sure it's open.
Thank you, Anita, for coming in, telling us what's going on at the foundation. There is something. For more information out there, call 527-9277. That's the Laguna's information number. Or go to lagunafoundation.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.